Members of Congress are feeling the pressure as, even during their August recess, advocates for and against the Iran nuclear deal press their arguments. Democratic Senator Claire McCaskill of Missouri said today she'll support it. Her announcement brings President Obama one vote closer to blocking a congressional resolution of disapproval. That vote is planned for next month. NPR's Peter Overby has been watching the lobbying escalate.
Like any big-time lobbying battle, this one has plenty of TV ads. Mostly they're meant to scare you. Here's one, just out today, featuring what lobbyists call a validator, a former Air Force general in charge of intelligence.
Let's not forget that Iran is the largest state sponsor of terrorism in the world. The deal will increase the likelihood of terrorists getting a hold of a nuclear weapon.
That's from Citizens for a Nuclear-Free Iran. It's an advocacy group connected to the powerful and conservative American-Israel Public Affairs Committee. Also new today, an ad from Americans United for Change, a liberal group that's promoting the deal. It starts with a photo of former Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld.
They're back. The same people that rushed us into war in Iraq want to sink the new agreement that would help stop war with Iran.
In numbers of lobbyists and dollars, this lobbying battle doesn't match, say, the fight to pass the Affordable Care Act or the conflict over trade agreements. Norm Coleman is a former Republican senator, now a leader in opposing the deal. He noted one big lobbying activity that's missing.
The difference in process is you're not holding fundraisers for members. There's not a money connection here. This is an education connection. I mean, it's not a, you know, we're going to have a fundraiser and please support this.
But for intensity, the Iran nuclear deal ranks up near the top.
This battle over the Iran agreement rises to that kind of a level because it really is a once-in-a-decade fight between two competing world views.
Dylan Williams is head of government affairs at J Street, a pro-Israel group helping to lead the coalition for the deal.
I think that saturation point has been reached, and that's why the dollar advantage that opponents of this deal have is not materializing into a vote advantage.
J Street uses validators too, as in this ad.
Israeli security experts say this agreement is the best existing option, the best possible alternative. It must not be rejected.
The anti-deal coalition has countered those validators with veterans. Norm Coleman's group, the American Security Initiative, joined with another group, Veterans Against the Deal, for a TV ad featuring retired Army Staff Sergeant Robert Bartlett. He was wounded in Iraq in 2005. That was when Iran reportedly started supplying explosives to Shiite militia.
I was blown up by an Iranian bomb. It cut me in half from the left corner of my temple down through my jaw. Total devastation. Every politician who's involved in this will be held accountable.
Coleman said groups opposing the deal may have money for lobbying, but they're up against the entire Obama administration.
Everything else pales in comparison. All the relationships that are kind of entwined with a sitting administration, there's no balance there.
As Congress's August recess winds down, the ranks of undecided lawmakers are starting to dwindle. Coleman said the anti-deal coalition is reaching out even to some of the Democratic lawmakers who've already said they're for it. Congress is due back in Washington after Labor Day. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.